You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Vision.
Heart of the community. The next idea.
Our infrastructure is our collective ability to say what we care about.
Michigan and other states are increasingly having a hard time finding qualified people to work in construction. Some reasons include increasing pressure for people to get a college education, or the perception that construction careers are dirty, hard, or dangerous. Today's contributor to The Next Idea is challenging that perception, trying to enable people to find careers in construction and to help companies hire them. Brindley Bird is the executive director of the Michigan Construction Foundation. And welcome to The Next Idea, Brindley.
Oh, thank you for having me, Cynthia. It's a pleasure to be on today's show.
Tell me why there is a shortage of skilled construction workers right now.
It's kind of a twofold issue. And the great news is that Michigan's construction industry is booming of sorts. The housing industry is building as many houses as they've had in almost a decade. The road building industry and infrastructure is looking forward to a sizable influx of new funding to expand the jobs that they do. And the commercial industry is trying to keep up with everything going on, as well as the new construction. There's always all kinds of renovation and maintenance to existing facilities happening that people can't see.
Now, in the past, what led people into construction careers? How did you get your start?
I got my start because my parents told me to get into the truck. My stepfather had a construction company, and we renovated old houses, so that's what we did. That story is true for a lot of folks in the construction industry. They had a family member or a close friend that was in the industry, brought them along, and that's where they sort of ended up. And that's how a lot of people got into it. That's not the case these days. Most people do not run in their backyard and fix old lawnmowers or try to fix their own car. They just don't have that mechanical inclination. So what Michigan Construction is trying to do is, as you said, challenge some of those myths that there are about construction, that it's dead-end job or that it's dangerous. Some of those things are somewhat true. But the fact of the matter is there's great opportunities to be had all throughout the construction industry.
So, as you say, these are largely myths and misperceptions as people think about their thoughts of what it is to work in construction?
Yes, absolutely. I think that was part of the challenge that we had almost 10 years ago when there was some significant efforts put forth specifically on Michigan's construction workforce issues, that idea of what construction was the wrong idea. First question you asked, Cynthia, is why is there a shortage now? One is the perception issue of what construction is compared to college careers, for lack of a better word. The other one was that during the Great Recession, Michigan's construction industry lost hundreds of thousands of workers. So at the time when we were trying to promote a positive image of construction, there literally were no jobs. So how can you say construction is cool when there's no work for you to be participating in? That's what's changed now.
So there is work now.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I mean. Construction is booming in Michigan and in the three main sectors. Housing is doing everything it can to keep up with its demand, so it needs more workers. That's one of the challenges that the home builders released in a report that they put out last week. We cannot build as many houses as we need because we cannot find workers. The road builders are similarly positioned. They're running at maximum capacity at the moment, eagerly anticipating influx of even more funding for infrastructure, which will then make them look for more workers. And as everybody's looking for more workers, the commercial sector is building buildings and renovating buildings, and they are also looking for more workers. So many times we hear from our partners, we cannot take on more work because we can't find more labor.
That's what you're trying to change through this effort called Michigan Construction. Just what is Michigan Construction?
Michigan Construction started in 2015 as an effort to find workers for the concrete industry. It started with the idea that with the Michigan Concrete Association, where they were working with their members trying to place more concrete. Their members were saying, we can work together to find more work out there, but we don't have enough workers to do it, so why are we trying to find more work? Well, that's kind of a strange thing, and it seems like there was a solution out there. So folks at Michigan Concrete Association landed on the idea of branding the industry, and that's what they came up with, was a brand called Michigan Construction. The idea with this was to unite the industry under that brand and promote that brand, thus promoting the industry. The exact corollary here in Michigan is the Pure Michigan campaign. It started as a logo and as a brand. The state invested into that brand to boost the economy for tourism, and it worked, right? Everybody now knows what Pure Michigan is and what that brand represents. They also know that there's a fantastic website to go to get information about tourism. Michigan Construction created a website, created some very cool TV commercials and creative that draws people in. We have a series of three TV commercials that we broadcast throughout the state, advertising folks to come to MichiganConstruction.com and be connected with the many resources that we have, so that if an individual wants to work as a carpenter, we can connect them with training and education programs as well as job opportunities right from our website. That's the core of what Michigan Construction is all about.
And that means many possible types of jobs. I mean, you say you started with concrete, but this is certainly to spread out to encompass many kinds of jobs.
Yeah, we say, Cynthia, we say that the Michigan Construction effort is really advocating for the entire construction supply chain, literally from raw materials that are generated right here in our state through to the final project. And every step in between, that's when we think about the construction workforce, we're thinking about every step in between there. Not just all the skilled trade workers that are out there or the construction trades, but the engineers, the architects, the designers, the delivery drivers, the folks that work in the many building material supply houses throughout the state, as well as the inspectors and the testing technicians to make sure that what was built will stay and last forever. So it's the entire construction supply chain that we're excited about. And we think that our commercials represent that, as well as our entire effort. Go to our website, MichiganConstruction.com, and you can see information about many of these careers, as well as the training and education opportunities, so that you can then be prepared and qualified to actually get one of these high-paying jobs in the construction industry.
Now, as you referred to the lean times during the Great Recession, economic conditions contribute to ebbs and flows in construction. Do you see a way to help cushion skilled workers from these ebbs and flows?
The first thing is to get the skills. That's how you could. That's make yourself indispensable. There are many ways to do that. One way, of course, is through an apprenticeship program, which is where you learn while you earn. You're on the job working for a construction company or in a construction project, and at the same time you're going to school, developing your skills and getting the qualifications so that you can get more jobs in the future. It's those portable qualifications or certifications that you can take with you that will help ensure you can ride any ebbs and flows in the industry.
What age group do you think it's most crucial to attract to construction?
This is one of our challenges, Cynthia. The age that we need right now is working age, 18 to 24, that can go on a job site today, because the demand for workers today is significant. But we also know something else significant happening in our society, that young people, those that are in 7th grade or 8th grade right now, they have no idea about what construction could be for them because of the previous decade. No one's thinking positively about construction. So Michigan Construction is not only developing and deploying ways to attract workers to the industry today, but we are working with young people in the education system to attract people for tomorrow.
Michigan Construction. Think of it as Pure Michigan for construction jobs. And it's put on by the Michigan Construction Foundation. We've been talking to the executive director, Brindley Bird. And again, the website, MichiganConstruction.com. Brindley, thank you so much for sharing all this and being a part of the Next Idea.
Thank you very much, Cynthia. Any chance we get to help build a better Michigan is what we're all about here at Michigan Construction.
Support for the Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.